Hi, and welcome back to the Make It a Double podcast with Ariana
and Jasmine, because if you're going to have a drink, you might as well make it a double.
Welcome back, everybody. How was your week, Miss Jasmine?
It was good. A lot of working late nights this week, but overall pretty chill,
Yeah, I mean, get that dough, baby. Get that money.
Exactly. Worked late on Friday, so honestly, I was just like, I got home at 8:30, which isn't that late, but I was just like, I really don't feel like, taking a shower, getting ready. Like, I took a shower to get in my bed.
Yes.
But not to get ready and, like, doing a full pee. Yeah. That was just, like, not on the cards for me or you.
Yeah.
No, you also had a
I had a day on Friday.
Yes, yes.
I just was very productive. I'll let you continue to talk about your week before.
Well, I mean, the rest of the weekend we hung out together, so why don't you say...
Okay, so Monday
Ariana
rehearsal.
Went to the dentist on Friday.
I know.
Woof.
Woof. I had rehearsal on Monday. Rehearsal on Wednesday. I did go to dinner with Maggie before. That was lovely. There was something that I was going to say about the dinner, and now I forgot. Oh, now I know. Okay, I ordered a salad. Okay.
Wait, where did you guys go?
We went to the Rag Trader. It's, like, in Midtown. It was delicious. I had a lovely, lovely, it was, like, a mixed green salad with these giant shrimps on it. Oh, honestly delicious. But, like, bacon, amazing. My only complaint is it said it came with tomatoes. And when it showed up, they were cherry tomatoes. And I'm so sorry.
That's
that should be
disgusting.
Illegal.
Yeah, that's
that is false advertisement. And, like, it should be not allowed.
Also,
to sell
cherry
meat.
Tomatoes are such a specific, different taste. Like,
thank
and
you
texture,
so much.
Too.
Thank you so much. Because yeah. I do not like a cherry tomato. I know that that's a very specific taste take. But I felt duped, you know, because I signed up for regular tomatoes and I got cherry tomatoes. And
for me, it depends on what the cherry tomatoes are in. Because if it's like a mozzarella cherry tomato, like balsamic.
Yeah,
that's different.
But because this was just like a regular
salad
and they were just like cut in half, I was just like, no, thank you.
Gross.
Then Thursday, didn't do anything. I think you worked late Friday. I went to the dentist. I had to get my filling fixed. It was crazy. I was there for 2.5 hours and then I did my nails. And then
she did her own nails.
I did my own nails. But then I also went and got a pedicure. So then by the time I was done,
let me tell you, she needed that pedicure.
Yeah. It was
scraggly down there. Let me tell you.
I think it was probably
you had no nail polish on your nails at all. And they were gel. So they were like,
no, the last time I had a pedicure was in El Salvador for New Year's. I'm pretty sure.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so.
Girl.
I know.
No,
I know.
You didn't get one before my birthday at all?
No, because I was going to, and then I was like, no,
well, honestly,
I'm going to wear.
It's a good thing you haven't been on a date. Oh,
God. No one's going to see my feet, Jasmine, regardless.
Still, no, girl.
Okay, well, my feet look fine now, but after that full day plus working from home, I was just like, I need to just, like, lay in bed. I went at 8:15. I was like, can I go to sleep yet? But then I was like, no, it's 8:15.
Oh, yeah. And she was like, what did you say? You're like, I'm sorry that I'm going to sleep so early.
No,
I'm like, we're in our own room.
That was on, no, that was,
oh, that was
Saturday.
Last night.
That was last night.
Okay.
We're
both in our beds in our rooms, like,
no, go to sleep, girl. On Friday night, I really was just, like, so sleepy so early.
Oh, yeah.
Well, especially because, like, my dentist appointment was at 8 a.m., so, like, I had to be up at, like, 7. What?
No, I'm just kidding.
It was just earlier than normal for me, okay? So, it was a long day. I also had to work, like, multiple... So, I was just like, okay. Mm-hmm. Saturday, then, we were hoping for a nice day because it's nice every single day.
But they couldn't give it to us.
They couldn't give it to us. Of course, on
us.
Saturday,
we just wanted,
it was
raining. We just wanted to drink on our rooftop. With our friends.
No.
Nice. Every single day of the week. Little gorgeous sunny. Rainy, disgusting, humid trash on
horrible
Saturday.
Horrible Saturday.
Today's even sort of nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't left the house, but.
I mean, I also
it looks
haven't.
Nice.
It
not
looks
raining.
Nice in theory, but yeah. So we just hung out with our roommate Julia and our friend Katie. Mm-hmm. In our rooftop lounge, not in like the outside portion, but like not as fun. Then we
went through a good amount of White Claws, let me tell you.
Yeah, I wanted to count, but then it was by the time I remembered.
Only we need to count. We had 3 boxes of White Claws, and there's only like 10. I think there's like 10 left in the fridge.
Okay, 10 is a box. So what I'm hearing is between 4 of us over 12 hours, we went through two boxes of White Claws. That's not crazy. Yeah,
not crazy. Plus, we also had pizza in between. Yeah. So it's like, we had our carbs.
I'm sorry. That's six White Claws each. That is nothing.
Not crazy, no. But we have a new enemy.
Yeah,
we have in this building, allegedly.
And
allegedly.
If you're listening, we will find you.
If you're listening, death to you and your family. I'm just kidding. no, this dude. Okay, first of all, so we're up there. We have our little pizzas on the little countertop. Mm-hmm. There's some other girls that came in, and they were starting. They had like fancy dresses on. It was one of the girls' birthdays.
Yeah, it definitely was.
And they were headed to the outdoors, which I was like, ooh, those seats are gonna be wet. But,
yeah,
you know. So they they were also bringing in food. I think they also had pizza.
They also had pizza, yeah, they were like setting everything up.
And bringing drinks and stuff. It was like a good amount of five girls at least helping Correct. Set up their friend's birthday. They were so sweet. They were like so nice to us.
Yeah.
And then this doofus comes in with like, I don't know, 7,000 pizzas. And he's like,
it was like 50 pizzas.
That's still a lot of fucking pizza.
That is a lot of pizza.
And he was like, I have this place rented for the next 2 hours, so you guys need to go. Well, first he started to move our pizzas off the counter, not even asking us about it. Like, he was grabbing our food.
Yeah, and then Jasmine was like, that's ours? Like,
and he was like, oh, well, I rented this for the next, he was like, well, I rented this for the next couple hours. I was like, oh, well, we never got an email. Like, the building always sends emails,
yes.
either the day before or even the day of if they rent it.
Yeah.
Or there's a sign being like, oh, there's a party here.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah. He's like, well, I don't know what to tell you. I paid $850 for 2 hours.
Okay. And
relax.
Also, that's not what it costs. Trust me.
It's not. And he was just an asshole. And he's like, well, I don't know what to tell you. The doorman will tell you that anybody in a fancy dress I'm having a gala up here. He was being an asshole. He was just an asshole. But, he very easily could have been like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I don't know if you guys got a notification, but I rented the space tonight.
Yeah. Cause if he had just been nice, none of us would have had any sort of attitude. Our group was well, we never got an email. So we were immediately defensive. And then the other girls whose birthday was, they were like, they didn't get an email either. They always send an email. I called down to the front desk. I felt like such a Karen.
Yeah, but we were not leaving that fucking space
it's a community space. Unless you actually reserved it, I'm not leaving.
We're not leaving. No. We have every right to be there if it's not rented. I'm sorry. You can't edge us out because you fucking...
The doorman did then call me back.
It was rented.
It was rented, but still.
Regardless.
No, he was just so, entitled and snooty about it.
We would have very easily been, packed up or something, oh, so sorry. Very easily been that.
Yeah.
He would have, showed us an ounce of kindness.
No, he's literally. Our enemy, so. Also, it boggles my mind. Because to me, I'm I am positive. If he had just been oh my God, I'm so sorry. I don't know if the building sent out an email. I actually reserved this for the next 2 hours. I have an event, da da da. I'm sure all of us would have been
oh, so sorry. Oh, so sorry.
But because of his attitude,
oh, yeah.
It felt like he was almost making up for something.
Also, just imagine the most faceless white man you've ever seen.
I, to this day,
that's him.
He's our enemy.
Can't remember what he looks like because it's just the most miscellaneous white man.
I was going to say, he's our enemy. I can't pick him out of the lineup.
Oh God, good times though. Good times. Then we came here, played some. We played some cards, some ultimate chicken horse,
some Clue. Jasmine loves had more. Clue.
Had some cold pizza at that point.
Yeah,
played some Clue.
Played some Clue. And then in bed by midnight.
Yeah,
and
it was,
then
that's honestly
stunning. That's when I texted Jasmine. I was like, I'm so tired. I think I'm just gonna go to sleep. I feel so lame. And Jasmine was like, it's literally midnight, and we've
been both in
up
bed.
For hours. It's fine.
Yeah, and that leads us to today, where we've done nothing, and it's been amazing. I did go down and get a package at one point, but that's all.
Slay.
That's all the things I've been doing today.
Yeah. I've just been watching Summer House. You'll hear about it shortly.
And I finished Friends, and you'll hear that about that in our
Slay
in our TV section.
First topic of our topic segment is Pope Francis has died on Easter Monday, aged 88. Honestly, this is really devastating.
Really sad, right?
I think that he was the most progressive pope to date. He was so about love and inclusivity and acceptance and all of these things that I think the world needs more of in this increasingly divisive world. Mm-hmm. He was just calling for people to like love each other and like accept each other and not like hurt each other. Mm-hmm. My only hope is that his successor, when they are chosen, is at least half as kind as him.
They're like doing a conclave, right?
Yeah, they're doing, a conclave. No, they are doing a conclave. Honestly, like
the, I didn't see the movie, but
I didn't see the movie either. But I mean,
this, no spoilers.
I was gonna say the press tour, amazing. The press campaign.
Oh yeah,
the marketing campaign. Yeah. It is really sad. However, as chronically online girlies, we are obligated to report that this is being called the trifecta of the Trisha Paytas pregnant. Of the Trisha Paytas pregnancy X massive death.
Yes.
And if you don't know, Trisha Paytas has been pregnant while three major, like, historic world figures have died. First
pregnancy, Malibu Barbie, well, that's her daughter's name.
Yeah.
It was Queen Elizabeth passed away.
Spooky.
Her spirit entered Trisha Paytas's baby's body. Just kidding. Second pregnancy, Elvis is her second girl's name.
Crazy.
And that was when, who died?
Who was it?
Who died?
Who died?
Wait, who died for real?
No.
Who's the second one? Wait, hold on. I got
to wait, was it Philip and then Elizabeth?
Hold on.
I know.
Bear with us.
To be fair, this was my topic to look up and I didn't. So
somebody doesn't do their research. Trisha.
Jasmine is just more well prepared than me.
Okay. I have it right here. Hold on. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. DDD. Yada, yada. Okay. They're calling it the Trisha Paytas baby curse explained. So Queen Elizabeth died. Then the next one. then the next one. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to laugh there. Is King Charles getting cancer?
Oh.
Yeah. So he hasn't passed away. He's still alive.
Hasn't passed away, so that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. And then, so maybe, honestly, maybe today.com is incorrect. And then the third one, which we don't know the baby's name yet, is Pope Francis. But I thought there was a second one that was like.
Yeah, because I thought it maybe.
He hasn't passed away. So.
Was it maybe like Philip, Elizabeth, and then the Pope? Please hold. We came back.
Yes.
We looked in the research. The second one is King Charles getting cancer, which doesn't make sense because he didn't die. So like.
Yeah.
Still funny.
It is a big thing happening in the royal family.
Correct. But very
while she's pregnant and now the Pope.
I mean, you know, coincidences happen every day, but I'm,
yeah. It's too close to say.
It's crazy, is all I'm saying.
Okay, our next topic, Kristen Stewart is married.
Yay! Slay!
Jasmine's heart devastated. But happy for her.
I'm happy that she's happy.
Yes.
I'm not happy because you can't have her now.
I know, I love her.
I know you
do. Okay. Kristen and her partner Dylan Meyer tied the knot on Wednesday, April 20th. So that was just like this week.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Doy. This is the weekly podcast.
Yeah.
They have been together for 6 years and they've been engaged for 4. Which is that's a long time.
Engagement, yeah.
And I didn't realize they were engaged for that long.
I didn't realize they've been engaged for that long. Wow. Mm-mm.
But they're like super private. At least she has her now wife has an Instagram and she posted a cute little picture of them. They look really, really cute. This is their wedding.
Wait, that's so beautiful. You know, I just love in weddings when you can really tell that like the couple is just like really,
they're
really
so in love. Yeah.
Yeah.
They just like look so cutie and chic, and she captioned it, "I do, I really, really, really do," and I just thought that was so cute. I'm so happy for her. I'm so happy that Kristen Stewart is just like in a happy place and she's making movies that she wants, and they're all good. And everybody should watch the reboot of Charlie's Angels.
Agreed.
Justice to that movie. I'll never forgive everyone for not going to see that movie. It was so good.
Justice for Naomi Scott.
She keeps justice for Naomi Scott
because she gets cast in the best things ever. Best
Girls.
And nobody has recognized her excellence until literally Smile.
Should have gotten an Oscar for Smile. She was that good.
She was
that good. Let me tell you something.
I saw that movie. I had nightmares for weeks about her because she was so good. And let me tell you something. I'm still obsessed with her and love her deeply to my heart. But that was truly an Oscar winning performance. Mm-hmm.
And also the songs should have been nominated for an Oscar. For original. Yeah, they were really, really good.
I think it's because the Oscars just like doesn't they take don't more seriously. Yeah, they don't
like The Substance was like the first correct. Time that they
and even played. Then it's like okay.
Yeah. Agreed. But yeah, so happy for the happy couple.
Very happy.
Love. Okay. The next thing I would like to talk about is People's Most Beautiful Issue. I didn't realize that they were still doing this, but then I realized that they have been doing it every year. I don't know. I thought that they had stopped because I was feeling.
Yeah. Cause this is different. This is different from Sexiest Thing Alive.
Still.
Right?
Yeah. Both people.
Yeah.
Both people. People Magazine is what I mean.
Yeah.
But I don't know why I just thought that they had stopped, but they have done it the last couple of years. It was
I just think that it hasn't been a big deal probably. And then this year it's on the spotlight again.
So. The woman who won this year is Demi Moore. Well deserved. Speaking of The Substance from our last topic.
Justice for Demi Moore.
She is the oldest recipient of the title at 62 years old. Slay queen.
She should have had an Oscar. At least she has People's Most Beautiful.
And she won another award for it.
She won the Emmy, I think.
Or SAG or something?
No, she...
It was Emmy. Emmy is for TV.
Emmy is TV and movies.
Golden Globes is TV.
Oh, Golden Globes. Then that's what she won. That's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I think it was Golden Globes. Right.
Yes. Sorry, okay, so I get them confused.
She stated in the magazine, "I have a greater appreciation for all that my body has been through that brought me to now. It doesn't mean that sometimes I look in the mirror and don't go, oh God, I look old, or oh, my face is falling. I do, but I can accept that. That's where I'm at today, and I know the difference today is that it doesn't define my value or who I am." That's beautiful. And she looks incredible.
Look at her in this
magazine.
She looks incredible.
She looks amazing. Just to reference some of the previous winners of this People's Most Beautiful Award, Julia Roberts has been it a bunch of times.
Obviously.
I mean, she's gorgeous. Michelle Pfeiffer has been it a couple times. Catherine Zeta-Jones, of course, has been it. Nicole Kidman, Halle Berry, Angelina Jolie, Beyonce, to name just a few.
The list goes
on. I do believe that Julia Roberts has been it the most. I was shocked I didn't see Sandra Bullock on the list, but maybe I missed her because she absolutely should be on that list.
These lists always have sub-lists, so I'm sure that Sandra Bullock
But like, she deserves to be that top song. Maybe I missed her, but...
Maybe. That would be sad.
That's shocking to me. But yeah.
Justice for Sandra Bullock, then.
Yeah, exactly. But I do have a prediction. She is, I know, a little bit younger for this list because they tend to go a little bit older, but I think that at least in the next couple of years, Anne Hathaway will be on the cover.
Oh, absolutely.
I think she's there's a total renaissance of her right now.
Agreed.
And she's been looking amazing. Her style is amazing.
Oh my God, did you see her at the Ralph Lauren show?
Yeah. So that's my guess. Do you have any guesses for the next year or coming years?
I could see like a Jennifer Aniston.
Yes, she's been it before. Oh, yeah.
0% shocked. Mm-hmm. Reese Witherspoon, has she been it?
She probably was, but I didn't see. I think
Witherspoon's a good one. I'm trying to think.
I would love to see a Viola Davis on there.
Oh my God,
she's stunning. I would love to see her.
Who else? Who was I going to say? What's her name? Michelle
Obama. Yes.
I mean, yes, Michelle Obama, but that's not who I'm thinking of. She was in Wicked. Michelle Yeoh?
Oh, yeah.
Her.
Oh, yeah. She would be amazing. Mm-hmm. That, yes, 100%. I would love to see that.
That's a correct answer. Next.
Yeah, looking forward to next year.
Okay, so next topic is, in an Instagram post shared on Sunday, April 20th, Elizabeth Hurley, the actress, 59, and the country singer Billy Ray Cyrus, 63, posed for a photo together as they celebrated Easter during a visit to a farm. Billy Ray can be seen kissing Hurley on the side of her face as they both lean against a picket fence. They did Happy Easter, Red Heart, and it is a dual Instagram post.
Ugh.
Which, first off, gross.
Unless you're like literally announcing your engagement, you shouldn't be doing that.
Or like, it's like, we're married.
Yeah. So engagement or wedding marriage, or baby. Yeah. That's when you,
and even then I'm
as
like,
you're with your partner, can do a joint post.
And even then I'm like,
even
I'm like, make your own post. I know that.
And even then, why would a man be there?
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Also, make your own post.
Yeah.
But apparently Billy Ray Cyrus sat down for an interview with People, said that,
oh, I didn't know that he's
Elizabeth Hurley reached out to him when he was in a knockdown moment in his life and like really helped get him through it. Which, if that's true, that's lovely. However,
he doesn't speak to any of his children.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say, is if that's true, then like maybe, like, also none of your kids speak to you. That has to be for a reason. And the fact that I think that Noah tried to defend him and help him for so long. And I think the reason she's now back on speaking terms with Tish is because she's just like, my dad's not going to change. Like, I can't like now lose both of them.
Yeah.
Which is really, really sad.
I agree.
But this just feels like a very strange relationship to me overall. Like, doesn't really make sense. If they're actually happy and good for each other, great. If she's actually helping him like get to a better place, great. I don't necessarily believe that's true though.
I don't think so. I think he's going to take her down with him. If she's not already down there.
Which would be sad.
It would be super sad. It just doesn't make sense to me. Like, they don't make sense to me as a couple, like, whatsoever.
No,
it's just
at
like
all.
Gorgeous British queen Elizabeth Hurley used to be married to Hugh Grant, by the way.
No, I know.
Who cheated on her, which is insane.
Well, to us, it's insane because it's like she's the most beautiful woman
anybody
ever
can be cheated on because men are trash.
Because men are trash.
But regardless, so she's iconic British actor, gorgeous. And he's Billy Ray Cyrus.
I know. He really is.
Just an absolute scrub at the mom, you know?
At the mom?
Yeah, in the last couple of years, that's the mom.
I'm going to say at the mom. It's been longer than a mom,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, but he was doing okay, like the Old Town Road. Like, that Billy Ray was fine.
Sure.
Like, when he was still married to Trish, I think he was, like, fine.
I don't know. Well,
he seemed somewhat okay at that point. Until he started calling Miley a skank.
Yeah, that was bad.
His own daughter, by the way.
I know. Why are you yelling at me?
I'm not yelling at you. I'm just saying. I'm being baffled.
Yes. I mean, this whole thing doesn't make sense to me, so.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Best of luck.
Sure.
Our next topic is the RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars 10 cast was announced, as well as a major format change. So All-Stars rules have changed every couple years. Every couple seasons, and this year, no different, they're changing it up again. So this year, they have 18 queens, which is the largest ever All-Star cast. And
wait, how many do they usually have?
It depends, but an All-Star season, I don't think has ever been more than like 12. Like 18.
Oh, that's 18's a lot.
18's like a huge number. So what they're essentially doing is splitting them up into three groups of six. And of those three groups of six, they're going to have a select number of episodes and select number of competitions, and they're going to gain points. None of them are going to get eliminated. And then at the end of those like 4 weeks, the three queens from each group that have the most points move on. And then it's like those nine queens who then like battle, from my understanding of this Entertainment Weekly article. At the end of each three episode installment, so each of the three groups gets a three episode installment, the top three queens with the highest number of points win across challenges will advance to the final round, and then the final round, the top two queens will compete. Yes, I'm reading. I'm sorry. Yes, so that's how they're saying it. However, they are missing the part how we jump from nine queens to the final two. Mm-hmm. However, it's probably going to be regular All-Stars rules that it's like they vote each other out. The cast is very interesting, though.
Is there anybody that I would know?
I think you might know some of these. Okay. So we'll go in order. First off is...
Is there pictures you can show me?
Yes, I can show you pictures of all of them. So
I'm
the first is in the purple group, Acid Betty.
Okay. That sounds familiar to me.
Yes, Acid Betty. She was on season 10, I believe.
Okay.
I can tell
that
you
name
right...
sounds familiar to
me. Yeah, she was on season 8. She placed 8th.
Okay.
And she hasn't been on any All-Star season, so this is her first All-Star
exciting.
Season.
Okay.
This is Aja. You've definitely seen Aja, and you've heard of Aja before. Mm-hmm. She is in the orange group. She was in season 9, and then All-Stars 3. So this is her third season. A lot of these queens are double, triple, quadruple dippers. Then Alyssa Hunter was in season 14. She was literally the first or second person out. I don't think you've seen her. I barely recognize her. Next is Bosco, who was
from
season 14. This look is everything.
Yes, I'm looking at
the
at
the promo look. Bosco is in the orange group. They finished third, tied with Diabetti and Andrea Perez and Michaels. Cynthia Lee Fontaine was in season 8 and season 9, and she finished exactly 10th place both seasons.
I don't know her.
She's not, I mean, she's nothing. She didn't stand out to me in any of those. She didn't stand out to me. So she's not who I'm rooting for in this group. Here we have Diabetti, also from season 14. I think you've seen her.
Yeah.
She plays third, tied with Bosco. Mm-hmm. So interesting. I always like when they have multiple queens from the same season in an All-Star season, because it kind of becomes like,
well, like, it's like, oh, like, this is how you were on that season, but, or like previous relationships and stuff.
Yeah, like it's like a lot of the queens like group together, especially because in previous seasons of All-Stars, they also have to vote. So like, it'll be like, oh, all the season 8 queens like won't vote each other out. So like, it ends up being like a very interesting dynamic. Next is Deja Sky from season 14.
I don't love her outfit.
Six. I mean, I never love any of her outfits. There's a lot of season 14 queen girls, which is very exciting. Denali is back.
I do know Denali.
I'm so excited. So she went home. She's from season 13. She went home 8th. A lot of people think that it was too soon for her to go home. I am very glad that she waited a couple years, mm-hmm. because there is an All-Star season every single year. Mm-hmm. I think she made the right choice and waited to like really refine everything that the judges said.
Yeah, that's
smart. So I'm very excited for her. Ginger Minj is back.
Ginger hilarious Minj, name.
No, it's a hilarious name, but this is her fourth season.
Okay.
She was on season 7. She was on All-Stars 2 and on All-Stars 6. And now she's back for All-Stars 10. So she was the runner-up.
She placed? Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was a runner-up in season 7. She was 8th on All-Stars 2, but she was a runner-up on All-Stars 6. So mm-hmm. I think she does think that she can win, but, like, I'm so sorry. After, like, your third or fourth go, like, you gotta quit at some point, especially like if you've been the runner-up twice. To me, that's like, I would rather be the runner-up twice than like be first out in my third, in my fourth season, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Irene the Alien, she went home first in season 14.
Familiar.
She waited a little bit, but I mean, we'll see. I don't know anything about her. Georges also was on the last season of All-Stars, which is very, very interesting. She ended in fourth place, but I think All-Stars 9 had weird rules because 5 different people were tied for fourth place. That being said, I'm very excited for her. It's really fresh to like come back one season after, but I think that means that she feels very confident in her skills. Carrie Colby. Is back. Yes. Carrie Colby is Sasha Colby's drag daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Love her from season 14. This is what I'm saying. Lots of season 14 girls. She is literally so stunning. Her promo picture is everything. Hold on. I'm trying to zoom in to show Jasmine.
Oh, sick. Yeah.
Yes. So gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. This is a big cast. Lydia B. Collins. Okay. Lydia B. Collins is from this season of Drag Race.
Currently
that
on.
Just ended last week. And the way that this works means
that she went straight brown.
Not just straight
or from. She
filmed all of Drag Race.
That's crazy.
Then immediately started filming All Stars.
That's crazy.
And then immediately filmed all the promos for her season of Drag Race.
And then
did all the All Stars promo. And then filmed the finale, because the finale for Drag Race was filmed.
Yeah. What did she place on that?
Yeah, she was in the finale. She was in the final four.
Okay.
So
I was gonna, because I was gonna say, like, how do they know that she'll be like some. Like, how did they know when they picked her that she would be, like, somebody that anybody would want to watch on All Stars?
Well, based on how well she did in her season, because she was in the final four, like, she made it to the final four, so she was in the finale episode.
But that means that she was, like, filming and having to, like, they were having her sign contracts for the next season while she was filming.
No, crazy. And
you think the other girls hated her for that?
I don't know. Probably. But, she also, like, makes all her own looks. So, like, she had to, like, physically make it. No, it's crazy. So I'm very curious. Mistress Isabel Brooks is back from season 15.
She sounds familiar.
Yeah. There's a lot of season, like, 13, 14, 15 mm-hmm. queens. I'm very curious to see what's going to happen. Nicole Paige Brooks is from season 2, who she hasn't been back in a while. Olivia Lux from season 13. Unpopular opinion. Everybody loved Olivia Lux. I think that she got so much love, and she's stunning.
Yeah.
The thing is, she won a lot of challenges and placed very, very well on her season, and mm-hmm. I don't think she necessarily should have.
Gotcha.
I just don't think she did the best, and, like, I just think Rue loved her. And then Phoenix, you don't know from season 3.
I don't.
Tina Burner, you should know. She's like an iconic New York queen. She was also on season 13. And that is the last person. Yes, I know that was a very long cast. I'm very excited for, like, this new dynamic. I will tell you right now. Okay, so it'll premiere May 9th on Paramount Plus.
That's coming up.
Yeah, coming up very, very soon. Next week. And I love that it's on Paramount Plus because I can watch it, like, Friday morning instead of having to watch it, like, Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. Or, like, having to pay for the season on Amazon, which is annoying.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very excited about that.
For our next story, for any Bachelor Nation out there.
Woot, woot.
We're dwindling. I'm not going to lie.
More like, woot, woot. I am excited for Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes, yes. So, these are big Bachelor in Paradise announcements. It is returning for season 10 this summer. It will be filmed in Costa Rica instead of Mexico, as it has been hosted every episode since mm-hmm. it started. So I think that will be a fun little.
Well, even just, like, different. The change of, like, the villa or, like, whatever the hotel's called.
And,
like,
maybe they found someplace with air conditioning.
Well,
that's probably why they changed locale.
Well, especially if the oldies are going to be
there. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Okay, so the show will feature cast members from The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, as well as cast members from The Golden Bachelor and The Golden Bachelorette.
Beautiful.
Former Bachelorette Hannah Brown will join Wells Adams. Hell yeah, Wells. Stay booked.
Stay booked and busy.
As a bartender in the new, quote-unquote, champagne lounge. So she'll just be handing out champagne at certain points. Which, like, I'm happy that she has a job, but, like, hey, here's my question. Why?
I would rather, honestly, she should take Jesse Palmer's job. I would rather
Wells have Jesse Palmer's job. And then she can take the bartender job.
Or that.
So yeah, those are, like, fun and exciting. I think some cast, I forgot to write down who's already booked for it, the contestants. But
we can just do it when they do, like, the official cast announcement.
Yeah, but it should be fun. I mean, like, the last couple, I mean, Joey season was great. And then
agreed.
I've just, like, been like, it's been like work to watch it. Honestly, like, once you start getting into Love Island, the Bachelor shows are just so boring.
I agree.
It's, like, really hard to go back to a love reality show that, like, isn't, like, have a lot of drama, or if it's just, I don't know, just, like, boring. I don't know how to explain it.
What it is it feels very disingenuous, and mm-hmm. it feels like very, like there's like a formula.
Yeah.
There's like a formula. It's the exact same way. You every know what season, dates are gonna happen. It's so you know exactly what's gonna happen versus Love Island. They like to throw curveballs.
Yeah.
And it's, I think the reason Joey's season worked is because Joey was so genuine.
He was the best Bachelor.
But I think that's why they canceled the Bachelorette season in the fall, because mm-hmm. I think that they need to do a massive uphaul of like casting.
Yeah.
To get their shit together and production.
Yeah.
Because, like, the reason and the reason Love Island USA season 6 was so good is because production probably had the liberty. They literally said, you don't need my approval from the higher ups for the production. If you want to throw a curveball, throw a curveball. Mm-hmm. And that's why it probably worked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because they were able to make live decisions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, but even though my love for the other shows are dwindling, I still keep an eye on them. Because I like to know the players, because I really love, I've always loved Bachelor in Paradise.
Agreed. Bachelor in Paradise is, I literally,
yeah.
I, you know how you're working for the weekends? I'm working for Bachelor in Paradise.
It is the best of the franchise. It used to be Bachelor Pad, which was the actual best of the franchise, but they took that away after a couple seasons. But hopefully Bachelor in Paradise, like, really, they didn't do it last year. They took a pause on it because I think they needed to, like, now they have, like, 4 seasons of The Bachelor, The Bachelorette. Like, they have
all the Goldens, and then two of each season of Bachelorette and Bachelor. So yeah, they have so many contestants to choose from. So I swear to God, if they drop the ball on a good cast and a good season, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
I think it's going to be, like, it's going to be based on, one, who the next Bachelorette is and mm-hmm. who the next Bachelor mm-hmm. are. Because mm-hmm. if they are bad picks.
Well, there's no Bachelorette, so.
No, there wasn't a Bachelorette because they usually do it at this time frame. So then they do.
No, I know, but they said no Bachelorette for the foreseeable future.
I'm talking about, like, next year, 2026.
Okay.
Like, the next, because right now it's going to be Bachelor in Paradise, and then in the fall they do Dancing with the Stars, they don't do Bachelor
and
Paradise.
Golden Bachelor.
And Golden Bachelor. Yeah. So that's what that'll happen. And then in the spring, it'll mm-hmm. be a Bachelor and then a Bachelorette. That's what I'm saying.
Those two
spring castings mm-hmm. are going to be imperative for the lifeline of Bachelor in Paradise.
1,000%.
If those are shitty, it's over.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Like, if those are shitty, mm-hmm. say goodbye
and,
to the Bachelor.
And this season of VIP is bad?
Yeah. Say goodbye to the Bachelor. Period.
Yeah, period. Like, for reals. Like, they really have to...
Yeah, up their game.
Yeah. I like... The last season they did VIP, they did kind of a Casa Amor thing, which is, like, sort of a Love Island.
They didn't do that last season.
It was last season.
No, it was two seasons ago.
They didn't have a season last year, so it was last season.
Oh. I don't know why I felt like the people on there were, like, older.
Because they had some older cast in there, too. Yeah.
But that was interesting.
It was interesting, but I don't know if they'll do that again. They either need to bring it out quicker because we're getting spoiled on things that happen almost immediately. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's what's great about Love Island is because it happens the day before and then we get to watch it.
Well, that one, two, mm-hmm. the timeline and expectations on The Bachelor mm-hmm. are now unrealistic. Expecting people to get engaged mm-hmm. and get married on the show. I understand that it's like, the like plot of the show, but like I don't think it's realistic, mm-hmm. especially if Bachelor in Paradise is what it was a week and a half last time. Like mm-hmm. if they expect people to get married, they need to put their money where their mouth is and have them on that beach for literally 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise it's not gonna work.
Yeah, agreed.
Like if you're skipping on the budget.
I wish that Bachelor in Paradise the Bachelor franchise was an NBC show so they could put it on Peacock because I honestly think that they would benefit from like not being ABC Disney.
I mean, honestly, even if they transitioned it to like a Hulu show.
Yeah, would be better.
Like, I would prefer that and they could be a, like a little more fun with it.
Yeah, or even like, do it how the Vanderpump shows are. Like, they'll air one on Bravo that's like edited with no curse words and stuff. Mm. And then the next day it will be an extended cut on Peacock, with like the curse words and like things that like couldn't really go on Bravo. Like, I don't know, there has to be something, do something different, but I'm still excited for the season. I think it's going to be really good. I think it'll be really interesting with all the different changes.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
And
just like, I hope that they pull it out quick.
Yeah. I just think that ABC's like, you could tell that they've skimped on like the budget of it, mm-hmm. which is why it's mm-hmm. been doing mm-hmm. poorly. Like, mm-hmm. like consumers can tell those things. Like if they don't put their money where their mouth is, like you can tell on Love Island USA, that was a budget villa
mm-hmm.
that like they were going on excursions for dates. Like mm-hmm. that's what we need.
Yeah.
Okay. That's where
we
put
need
your
budget.
Money.
Like try.
Like
do
we don't need a third helicopter date this season. Okay.
No. 100%. Agreed.
Done. Last topic of the day is Gordon Ramsay, his house was served with a swatting call, and the cops found nothing. Essentially, cops called, say, a prankster, tried to throw Gordon Ramsay off, and called 911 saying there was a shooter at his house.
Damn.
And we have inside info from boots on the ground. Miss Leah Gay,
yes.
who went with Justin, her boyfriend, who works for Gordon Ramsay, to the house and confirmed there was nothing. Which is crazy that they, like, went and... Because, like, what if there was an active shooter? But she confirmed nothing happened. Mm-hmm. His family's safe. He's safe. It was a bogus call. Thank you, Miss Leah Gay, mm-hmm. for reporting from on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Glad everybody was okay.
Glad
and the house was not stolen from...
Yeah.
And that there was no spooky guy in the corner to scare you when you went to
You know what's spooky? His bruise.
No, for reals.
That, if you haven't...
Haunting, honestly. Haunting.
Honestly, if you haven't looked it up, I implore you to Google Gordon Ramsay bruise and get back to us.
Yeah.
Thank you so
much. And you're going to say, oh, I think it's just a small bruise. It's not.
No.
It's not.
Whatever you're thinking, double it.
Yeah.
And give it to the next person.
Okay, so this week we have a new segment that we're going to call TLDR, which means too long, don't read.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Too long, didn't read.
Oh, yeah. So it's topics, it's things that happened this week that we wanted to talk about, but aren't as important as the other topics. I don't know.
I would say it's
or this they can just week, be a quick.
This week, there were so many topics. Mm-hmm. That we needed to prioritize the topics that needed deep dives versus the topics that were just quick snippets.
Yes. So we'll each have a few topics and then the other person will be timing them. They have 30 seconds to talk about the topic that they have. And then once the 30 seconds is over,
it's done. You're done.
But now you know now that you know. Happened this week.
And then, and now you don't have to read.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Oh, wait. Ariana's going to go first, but I don't have my timer up, so hold on. 1 second. Okay. I am ready whenever you are.
Okay, so, on three.
Mm-hmm.
Did you press play?
No.
Okay, on three. 1, 2, 3. So, this week, Simone Biles and Rebecca Andrade have been seen multiple places. First, they were honored at the Laureus Awards. Which is a gymnastics award that was given in Madrid.
15 seconds left.
that was in Madrid. They both looked literally gorgeous. And then afterwards, they went to a Real Madrid game. I just think it's so funny. I don't know if they actually speak each other's languages now, but during the time of the Olympics, she didn't speak Portuguese.
Turns out, but you can finish your sentence.
Simone Biles didn't speak Portuguese and Rebecca Andrade didn't speak English. And they just spoke like girly. And it was so cute. Every time you saw them giggling to each other, they could not understand each other.
That is very cute.
I think I'm sure now they've bridged the gap, but I digress. Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe the segment needs to be 45 seconds each. Because I feel like 45 seconds would have worked.
No, let's keep 30 seconds.
Okay, let's keep 30 seconds.
I'm just a yapper.
Okay.
Okay.
When you started saying your penis, oh! About them speaking the language.
Oh, about the speaking
language. Yeah, I said, okay. Oh, this is going to go over time.
Okay.
My first TLDR is about, okay, I'm ready. Okay, go. Okay, Timothée Chalamet bought a house near Kylie Jenner. So excited. His mom was quoted, she had an interview. She said that he bought a Beverly Hills house located just one neighborhood away from Kylie in Calabasas, $11 million. Damn. And he didn't ask his mom's help, even though she is a realtor. Damn.
Damn. That's cold. It. Okay. You were 3 seconds short.
Oh yeah.
See, that's what I said. I'm a yapper. okay. Next topic are you ready, Jasmine?
Oh. Forget about. Okay.
Hold on, my thing's loading. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have some more official Sunrise on the Reaping casting news officially. We had said rumors before. Now confirmed, Jesse Plemons will play Plutarch Heavensby. Additionally, we have Young Haymitch, Lenore Dove, and Maisley. Young Haymitch will be played by Joseph Saffa. Sada, unknown. Very excited.
10 seconds.
Lenora Dove Baird will be played by Whitney Peake. Very excited. Wow. And then we have Maisley Donner, which will be McKenna Grace. She's in everything. Okay, Slay.
Okay, great. Slay, McKenna Grace. Love her. Okay, my next topic. Are you ready?
Go.
Okay. Madeline Pesch of Riverdale fame and Tyga are now dating. Okay. They were spotted first at his 35th birthday in November, and then they were spotted in February at a basketball game, and again in February at Vanity Fair's after party, and now they went to Coachella together, and she just hard launched him on IG, being snuggly and cuddly on Instagram. Interesting. Just an interesting couple.
Let's not forget he's a predator.
Oh, yeah.
Time's up.
And also, time's up.
And also, time's up. And that was too long to read. Okay, so another new segment that we have is we're calling Tipsy Teasers. Okay, so this is a segment where we will be talking about upcoming projects, movie, TV that we're excited about, new trailers that dropped. And speaking of new trailers that dropped, I'm going to jump right in and go into The Summer I Turned Pretty Season 3 has officially dropped its first teaser trailer and new promo posters. I would like to personally start off by saying that legally binding, if you are Team Jeremiah, as of today, Sunday, April 27th at 4:54 p.m., you cannot change your mind. It is too late for you, legally binding, Team Conrad, until I die. I'm so excited. I could dissect this trailer for hours. For the purpose of brevity, I will not. I could talk about just the Taylor Swift songs in this teaser trailer for hours. It is so book accurate. The way Conrad has the candy cane in his mouth, the way it drops out of his mouth, and he's like, hey.
I heard like the sweater and the coat is exactly how she described it.
And the coat is exactly what he described. The way that she has chocolate on her face, exactly the way she described it. Also, it's like, I'm so excited. I also just reread the third book, so I'm also very excited. I'm very curious to see how this goes. And then for anyone who's Team Jeremiah, Godspeed.
Okay. And I want to say that I've always been Conrad.
As you should.
And Ariana knows this, and I just want to say that that's where I've been. But I don't read, so I didn't read the books. The next trailer that we want to talk about.
I would just like to specify she can't read. I can't.
I'm literally reading articles right now. I can read. I just don't like
the way that
it's boring, Ariana.
The way that you said it, you were like, I don't read. I was like,
I don't.
Just wanted to specify.
Okay, the next trailer is Wednesday, season 2. Wednesday is back for another season of supernatural adventures and terrifying mysteries. Terrifying to who? A child? But maybe to Ariana. Season 2? No, you weren't scary? Okay, good. Season 2 will premiere in two parts on Netflix, which I hate when they do that. So annoying. So it will premiere on Netflix in two parts, which I hate that. With part one debuting in August 6th and followed by part two on September 3rd. Just release them together. Like, who gives an F?
I honestly, personally, I think I've changed my mind on
you prefer.
I think I like the two drops. I don't love a week to week because that might be a little too much for me. It's a little too much anticipation. All at
it's
once,
also not the reason that Netflix was created. So let's keep
so true.
Let's keep streaming, please.
But also, it's like when something drops all at once, I consume it so quickly, and then I'm like, true. It's over.
That's true. Understood. But it's just like annoying because then I like want it, and it's like a month apart, which is just annoying. This season, Wednesday is joined at school by her little brother Pugsley, who begins his own Nevermore journey. Their parents will also have an increased presence on campus, which is a new form of torture for Wednesday.
Parents have an increased presence on campus?
She doesn't. Yeah, I think that, like, they're just
gonna,
there.
Like, work at the school?
I don't know, necessarily.
I'm very
intrigued. Maybe I could see that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there was, like, a lot of weird shit that happened last season. So
yeah.
But, yeah, season one focused on Wednesday, but you met other characters, and they're gonna dive more into the new character, the other characters. And that's basically it. I'm really, really excited. I really liked season one. I'm probably going to have to rewatch because honestly, there's a lot of things I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to rewatch.
It was so long ago. It was like 2-3 years ago. It was so long ago.
I know. I'm definitely going to rewatch it. Yeah. I'm also will be rewatching The Summer I Turned Pretty, even though I...
Oh, I would also like to rewatch that. Can I please?
Yeah.
I need your permission. Anyways, yeah, so that is Wednesday season 2. Okay, the next teaser/TV announcements that we got this week, Hulu had this reality, it's called Get Real panel, and they announced a bunch of reality shows and different announcements. The first announcement that they announced is Khloe Kardashian is teaming up with them to create a reality show called Calabasas Behind the Gates, which I think will be really interesting. Disney reality chief Rob Mills explained, "We all want to know what's happening behind the gates of Calabasas. Who are all these people in the extended lives of the Kardashians?
So we're developing a show that we're actually, at least for now, calling Calabasas Behind the Gates. So it's not, it could possibly not be the official name of it. I think it's going to be quite interesting as long as they get good characters.
Agreed.
Like, I don't want to see, like, Scott on this show and, like, Malika. No. Like, I don't want to see that.
No.
You know what I mean? Like no, I don't know. I like, I need new fresh faces. I need, like...
You know who you need for the show? Leah Kateb.
Oh my gosh, she would be perfect, and she already, but she's on.
Yeah.
She can't do it. She's booked.
She's booked.
But that would be perfect. I bet she's like pissed that she took the Love Island job and didn't go for the e-rally show. But honestly, like, the Love Island job probably has like more like mainstay power, to be honest.
And it also probably pays more because they actually have data behind how much she pulled. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 1,000%. But I think it will be interesting. Hopefully they just don't have like the same old mm-hmm. on them. The other announcement was a new reality show with the Nader sisters, which Brooks Nader, if you didn't know, I don't really know her that well. I only know her because she was on Dancing with the Stars. And that's, I guess we were supposed to know her from that.
I never knew her before.
But she's a Sports Illustrated model, and she was a contestant on Dancing with the Stars. But apparently she's like this big influencer, like literally Dancing with the Stars was the first time I ever saw her. And I didn't even watch Dancing with the Stars. So,
I mean, I did watch Dancing with the Stars, but I also was like, I don't know who this girl is. I'm supposed to be, what's it called? Invested in this Brooks Gleb situation. And guess what? Last season was the first season I watched Dancing with the Stars, and I fucking hate Gleb. Okay.
So apparently she has, she has three sisters, so it will follow Brooks, Sarah Jane, Grace Ann, and Mary Holland. My God. In New York City here. The series will also air on Freeform. They're all like gorgeous, hot influencer girls. I'm sure it's gonna be great. Honestly, like, I don't know why there hasn't been any reality show like of like hot influencers in New York City.
I agree, especially after like how big Gossip Girl was. I'm shocked that there hasn't been like a, okay, let's get a reality. It's probably because of like legal things. They can't get anyone who's like younger than 21 and like get them caught like drinking or something.
Well, but these girls are like, they're like in their 20s, although no offense, but Brooks looks like she's almost 40 years old.
She does.
But she is younger than 30, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. But like, they're doing that like NYC Next Gen with like some of the Real Housewives kids and stuff like that. So that will be a super fun show.
But also, I don't care about the Real Housewives kids. I just want a random influencer.
Yeah, and I want like, I think that this has good potential. Also, the name is Love Thy Nader, which is objectively hilarious name. So I think that they have a good thing going here. And like, you know what, maybe I'll try it out and I'll give the Nader sisters a chance because they seem like a fun group of ladies. So might as well. If, you know what? If this comes on my screen just randomly, I'll watch it. I'll give it a try.
Next tipsy teaser mm-hmm. is Zombies 4, Dawn of the Vampires. Okay.
Oh yeah.
This is a zombies loving podcast. At least I am a zombie loving human.
Zombies is a DCOM. It's a Disney Channel original movie.
Starring Milo Manheim. Mm-hmm. It is a musical about zombies versus humans, essentially.
The first movie, it's about segregation. Humans are segregating the zombies. It's teaching kids about segregation.
Like through the lens of like humans and zombies. Then in the second movie, they add like werewolves. And in the third movie, they add something else. And now in the fourth movie, vampires.
I'm pretty sure the third movie was Aliens, but I could be wrong on that.
I think that is incorrect.
Incorrect? I think that's incorrect. Oh, I don't know what I think on that.
It wasn't Aliens. It was something else. Hold on, zombies.
Because I thought she was an alien. That's why she has white hair.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Aliens! Oh,
that's what I... Pays to she be a
right.
nanny.
She was right. Anyway, I love Milo Manheim, mm-hmm. and I will support every single thing he does. I'm trying so hard to get tickets for Little Shop of Horrors. Mm-hmm.
That looks so good.
I know.
The next tipsy teaser is they released the trailer for or at least the first trailer of the I Know What You Did Last Summer reboot/sequel. I'm blanking on who. Madeline Klein's in mm-hmm. it. Chase Suey Wonders, random dudes. I don't know. I didn't write down the cast.
One of the dudes is the guy from The Little Mermaid.
Like the main guy?
Yeah, like the main guy.
Oh, the hot one.
Yeah.
Oh, look at him. What's his name?
Jonah Howard King.
Yeah, he's hot. Also, yeah, shout out Emily. You love
yeah, him. Emily does love him.
Anyway, so the summary, it's basically exactly like the original. When five friends inadvertently cause a deadly car accident, they cover up their involvement and make a pact to keep it a secret rather than face the consequences. Dumb decisions. 1 year later, the past comes back to haunt them as they learn someone knows what they did last summer. Stalked by a mysterious killer, they soon seek help from two survivors of the legendary Southport Massacre of 1997. The two survivors are the only two cast members that survived I Know What You Did Last Summer and I Still Know What You Did Last Summer, which was Freddie Prinze Jr., hot, and Jennifer Love Hewitt, hot. So
very exciting.
I'm very excited to see. I will be interested to see if they last through this movie.
They probably won't, but also I'm okay if they don't.
I'm okay with that. I think that, like, they would be, like, bringing the torch.
Like, pass the torch, yeah.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, classic screams. Like, she's a great final girl, so I think she'll be great in this movie. I'm really excited to see them, like, reprise their roles.
I think it'll be lovely.
I think it'll be, like, such a fun watch. And just, like, for any, like, fun, like, slasher fans, I think it's going to be, like, a fun new... Hopefully they'll make more of them.
Like a new chapter.
Yeah, a new chapter. Yeah. I think it'll be really fun.
Next, the Heartstopper movie will be the final chapter for Nick and Charlie. So if you have been following, Heartstopper is a TV show on Netflix that has 3 seasons so far that follows the beautiful little bisexual little Nick and gay little Charlie.
They're so cute. I literally, like, kick and scream. Like, I'm just, like, giggling whenever I watch it.
I'm very excited for this. Mm-hmm.
It was going to be a season, a TV series, mm-hmm. and now it's a movie.
I'm actually completely fine
with
them doing that.
Because, honestly, there was, like, a lot of, like, just, like, fluff episodes in the last season that I was like,
I don't necessarily agree that there was a lot of fluff. I think that there was a lot of shit that they had to get through because of, like, his, like,
yeah, but issues. I'm not necessarily talking about them. I'm talking about, like, side characters, like, that I don't really care about.
Okay. I like the side characters, but maybe that's me. But I'm very excited for the movie. Very curious to see how long the movie will be. But that being said, the original creator is working with Netflix, so I'm very hopeful that it'll be good.
Yeah, I think it'll be great.
Now, for the next segment, we have our What Did We Watch This Week? Or our Screen Time
Recap.
Screen Time Recap is what we're calling it. First, Tournament of Champions finale. Antonia LaFosa won. It was her year. She literally said, she was like, I wasn't going to come back. And then 2 days before the thing, guy called me and was like, are you sure? She was like, fuck it, I'll do it. And she came back and she won the whole thing. I'm so proud of her. I'm really happy for her. The finale was all four of... Three of the winners were the judges. One of the other previous winners is, like, working as a commentator. But then they got Martha Stewart to judge the finale, which is, like, a huge get. So great. Then I watched Survivor this week. Really good episode. I'm really loving the dynamic. I think it's very interesting because there's a couple, like, duos. One guy, David, was, like, causing a lot of drama. He went home. But it's very interesting because Kyle and Camilla are playing, like, the secret alliance. Like, nobody knows that they're really working together. And then Joe and Ava, everyone knows that they're working together. But it's very interesting because I think those four are somehow going to end up in the final four. Or, like, they will be close-knit enough. Because I think even though Kyle wants to keep Camilla and Joe and Ava don't necessarily have Camilla in their endgame, it will end up working in their favor. That being said, I'm very curious to see how it'll play out. It's still very early. Because there's still, like, 10 people left. Or I guess there's 8 people left because there were 9 people last episode. Okay, there's still time, but I'm very curious. Last of Us, I watched it.
I haven't watched it yet, but I know all the spoilers.
I got spoiled 2 hours before I watched it. Mm-hmm. I was, like, scrolling something. So they send us the Hollywood Reporter at work every day. And I opened it, and it said, like, It was, like, literally a one-sentence description of what happens to that character. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to keep it spoiler-free, and we'll talk about it next week once you watch it. Which is why I didn't have the sort of emotional reaction that a lot of people are having. Mm-hmm. But because I knew it was coming.
Yeah. I saw the spoiler the second after season one ended, and people were on TikTok being like, this is what happens in the second game. I said, great. So I've known that for several years now.
I mean, there is a very real possibility that I also watched that. But also, I have the memory of a goldfish. Yes. So, and then the last thing I watched is Summer House. I am on the beginning of season 4. Very interesting. I think the Carl Lindsay dynamic is
starting.
You're
already in season 4?
Yeah.
Shit, girl.
Well, okay, to be fair, season 1 and season 2 were only 10 episodes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Season 3 was 14 or 15 episodes. And then I literally am on episode 1 or like starting episode 2 of season 4.
So, and how many seasons do they have currently?
9. So that 9 is currently
okay.
airing.
Okay.
I predict I'll probably get to like maybe one season a week if they're like 14 episodes. Mm-hmm. That being said, don't hold me to that timeline because that's crazy.
Yeah.
The Carl Lindsay dynamic is starting to start. It's very, very interesting. I'm locked in. Amanda deserves so much better than Kyle. Like, Amanda so like beautiful and hot and great. And like, he just, it's also sad because like, he does cry a lot about like, knowing that he has messed up and like all these things, but I'm like, but then you continue to do it and to behave this way, so it's like I understand that you feel bad, but like if it isn't the consequences of my own fucking actions, like maybe if you behave like an adult, you wouldn't be crying about the things that you did that upset your girlfriend, because you wouldn't have done those things to upset your girlfriend. He's like, I hate that I hurt you, and she's like, so stop hurting me. Like, she literally looks him dead in the eyes and says that to him, and I'm like, okay, slay, Amanda. She still marries him, but whatever.
Oh, that's all that
you watched. That's okay. That's all I watched.
Okay, now for my recap, I watched a lot of Friends, and by that I mean I watched several seasons and I finished it today. What I watched, Rachel had the baby, Phoebe meets Mike. So happy to see Paul Rudd on my screen as always. He was as great as I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Chandler moved to Tulsa. Monica would have hated Tulsa, by the way. Thank God that like that she never had to move with him.
No,
even
literally.
Just for the 2 seconds that he was there. Then like the Rachel and Joey stuff happened. I was like, okay. Like, honestly, like it kind of made sense, but it also was just like it was never gonna work out ever. And then Monica and Chandler adopted their babies, and Anna Faris was the mom. I love her. I just want to have a shout out to Rachel's bangs in season 10. There are two pieces of media that make me want to get bangs. Rachel in season 10 and, oh my God, what I'm missing. Hilary Swank in P.S. I Love You. Every time I watch those pieces of media, I go, should I get bangs? Because they have perfectly shaped bangs. They're so good. Her hair just looks so cute.
Don't get bangs.
I had side bangs all through high school. I'm not going to get side bangs again, but I'm always like, it looks so good. Then Ross finally did a good thing and denied Rachel sex when her dad had a heart attack. But it was really funny. I was like, oh, look, wow, the one good thing Ross does.
Also, after 10 seasons, my guy.
And then Ross being a bitch about Mark again, classic baby back bitch Ross actions. I love Chandler being like, is it 7 years ago? Because it's literally the same shit. And they had twins and they were so cute.
I know, they were so cute.
So cute. That was so funny. Like, just like them freaking out about it and stuff. And then Rachel doing the dumb thing and getting off the plane. I don't understand. You could have a long distance relationship, you know? Just like you go to Paris and he visits and then maybe he moves there. Like, I don't know. Like, just
why does she have to give up her dreams?
No,
because
I know.
He has a kid in New York. Like, that's
like
not...
I'm so annoyed about that. Like, I'm literally pissed about that. Like, I'm happy that there was like that last moment of them leaving the apartment. I bawled my eyes out. One thing about me is I cannot watch a single finale of any show. It could be literally a show I've never watched and I will cry. But I've been watching the show for like weeks now, so I was bawling my eyes out. Yeah, and then there was a nice little ending. It was really sweet. And then the spinoff Joey happened, and yikes on that. I didn't really watch a lot of Gemstones because I was just powering through Friends. But me and Tara added another week on our timeline. So we're good. She's moving and it's busy for her too. And then the last thing I watched was The Valley episode 2. It was really kind of a dark episode, honestly. So they showed when, like the cameras were there when Brittany, so it's the day after, Jax got mad at Brittany for they're separated and mm-hmm. she was seeing somebody and he saw texts or whatever. He freaked out and he threw stuff and he like injured her. So he abused her.
Yeah.
And,
she's like kicking him out and making him go to rehab because he's addicted to cocaine. And like, it, they filmed the whole thing, not like her get not the fight, the he threw furniture, but him packing up and them screaming at each other. It was honestly like, a lot of the time I was like, should we be here? Like, it was like very, and like,
do you think that the reason that they showed all of that is because Britney was like, no, I want him to see what he did. Yeah, because I think that
he wouldn't have gone if, like, he wasn't, like, embarrassed a little bit. Like,
I think it's good for him. Like, shame is good sometimes. Like,
yeah.
Like, I think that she probably was like, you know what? This is a make or break moment.
Yeah, if I don't say it on TV, he'll never do it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it was like, the whole fight was, like, crazy, and he was like, you've done coke too. And she was like, yeah, but I would pass a test right now. Would you? And the silence was so loud. Like, yeah. He was like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. It was so toxic. It was just like, it was crazy watching it. It was like insane watching it go down, but I don't even think he even stays in rehab. Like, cause it was last summer and I don't even think he even stays there. So like,
I don't think that time, but I think
he does go, but like, but regardless, he's still like the same shitty person. So, but anyways, be interested to see how that goes. Zach's a great friend of Brittany, and I hope that she realizes that. And Cruz is a cute little cutie. Their son is so cute. He's such a little cutie. So I'm glad that Brittany's there to be a good mom for him.
Yeah. And I'm glad, and I hope like the kid's okay and Brittany's okay.
Yeah. 1,000%. That's pretty much all I watched this week.
Okay. And for the last segment of the show, as usual, 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Mm-hmm. Jasmine, who have you picked?
My person of the day is Kristen Stewart.
My person of the day is Madeline Klein, who was in the...
She's in Outer Banks.
No, she's in Outer Banks, but she was also in the I Know What You Did Last Summer trailer. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm thinking we link Naomi her... Naomi
Scott. Like Kristen Stewart to Naomi Scott.
I mean, yeah, but...
Or Robert Pattinson, I guess.
Robert Pattinson. I'm thinking Madeline Klein, Knives Out. Because that is going to connect us to a lot of people.
Okay. Kate Hudson was in that movie.
Catherine Hahn has been in everything.
Wait. Who was Kristen Stewart's like evil queen? Was it Charlize Theron?
It was Charlize Theron.
Okay. Just trying to think if that's like a connection there.
Trying to think who else was in that Knives Out movie. I've literally seen it so many. Dave Bautista is in it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He was really good in that movie. Oh, my God. Like.
Janelle Monáe. Daniel Craig.
And Daniel Craig, yeah.
Daniel Craig. Has Kristen Stewart not been anything with Daniel Craig? Oh! I just linked Madeline Klein back to herself again.
Oh, my God.
I was going to do Madeline Klein. Daniel Craig, Drew Starkly, Madeline Klein. Okay, Kristen Stewart has been in a lot. Like that.
But you could do Madeline Klein to Daniel Craig. Daniel Craig to... Has he worked with Robert Pattinson?
I don't think so.
Robert Pattinson, all those like artsy fartsy movies, so...
Yeah. Has Pierce Brosnan worked with
who are you connecting him to? Oh, because he was in Knives Out.
No, he was in Remember Me with Robert Pattinson.
Oh.
He's the dad.
Oh, okay. I mean, he was James Bond and so was Daniel Craig.
Yeah, but does that count though?
I would consider that to count, but because we said at the beginning that we could do like this person dated this person. So like
that's
technically
true.
You could say like Madeline Klein dated Pete Davidson, and Pete Davidson was in whatever.
That's true. Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
Madeline Klein was in Knives Out with Daniel Craig, who was 007, same as Pierce Brosnan, who was in Remember Me with Robert Pattinson, who was in Twilight with Kristen Stewart.
Wait, what did you just say? It just seemed longer than it needed to be.
It was Madeline Klein to Daniel Craig to Pierce Brosnan to Robert Pattinson to Kristen
Stewart. Gotcha. Kristen Stewart. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And if you think of a faster one.
Definitely comment.
Yeah, comment, please.
DM us.
I feel like we're frustrating people for taking too long. Because honestly, we get here and I blank. And I know so many things that I totally blank at it. So
def submit like your best, shortest connection of our two characters. And what we'll do is we'll post it on the Instagram. We'll post our clip and we can be like, can you make it shorter?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay. And that was Last Call. If you liked what you heard, pour us another round by subscribing, leaving a review, and telling a friend. Until next time.
Cheers.